जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय
program. So for the past 3 weeks, we've been discussing about these different qualities of a saint or a pure devotee. So this is based on Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically Udva Gita, where Krishna instructs to his dear friend and cousin Udva about the importance of devotional service and other things as well, like what he actually did to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. So this is based on the chapter 5 of Udva Gita, verses 29 to 32. So we already covered 21 qualities of a pure devotee in the past three classes, and today we will be discussing the final one, all the rest of the seven qualities. So I'll go through one by one and try to explain what the acharyas have to say about it, and we can discuss further. The 22nd one is called Jit Sadguna. Jit means conquered or victorious normally. Sadguna. Sadguna means one who has conquered all the six different gunas, which normally comes with a material body. This is what Krishna actually talks about it. So then one may ask, like, what are those six qualities which comes with our material body? So the acharyas explains those as hunger, thirst, birth, death, lamentation, illusion, and old age. So these are the qualities which actually comes with the material body. This, of course, out of these, there are certain things which definitely can't be avoided. For example, we are born into this world and we are definitely going to die. But at least some of the other qualities can be conquered, conquered by practicing devotional service. So, a devotee, or in general a yogi who has conquered his mind and also his senses, he can conquer some of the, even the basic needs, like, you know, hunger, thirst, lamentation, and all these kind of different qualities through devotional service. And the most important thing, which is hard to conquer, is the illusion. Illusion means false ego. False ego also comes with the body, because it just comes because one falsely identify himself to be the body. Then all the illusion of I'm this, I'm this, I'm that, and I have to do this, I have to do that, all this comes. So the person acts on a bodily concept of life, and then he gets into so much of trouble. So, and also so much of anxiety and lamentation because of the bodily concept of the life. So a pure devotee or a pure saint, so he has conquered all these different gunas which comes with the body. So the devotee is called as Jit Sadguna. So that's the 22nd one. And the next one is Amani. So what does Amani? The acharyas translate Amani as a devotee without any pride. So what does it mean to be without any pride? So a devotee is always proud to be a devotee. So there is no doubt about it. So he always be proud to be a devotee of Krishna. So there is nothing wrong with that. What the acharyas explained here is that the devotee is not affected by the name, fame, adoration, distinction, and everything which comes as a means or a byproducts of performing devotional service. So, for example, if a person is doing devotional service, let's say a devotee is, very good reciter of the slokas, or very very good reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam or something like that. So then people always say, oh, that devotee is very good in doing this or doing that. And then, so there may be some name and fame and adoration and distinction may come with that. when we do things nicely, which is nature of the material world. But the thing is, the devotee is not affected by that. He actually knows that all the abilities and all the qualities which I am exhibiting and which I am doing in the service of Krishna comes from Krishna Shakti. It comes from Krishna. So he doesn't really get too puffed up that, oh, I'm doing this thing nicely to Krishna, or I'm doing that nicely to Krishna. Because he knows that the Shakti is actually coming from Krishna himself. So in that sense, your devotee is Amani, who is without any false pride, all false prestige. So that's the 23rd quality. And next quality is Manada. Manada means your devotee is respectful to others. So how does it come? How does a person can respect others? When the person first respect himself. And also see every living entities as parts and parcels of Krishna. So in advanced stage, what a devotee does is he actually sees everything in terms of super soul, because the super soul is situated in every living entity's body. So in that sense, he actually respects every living entities. First he respects himself, he has self-respect, and he also respects other living entities. So so why does the concept of disrespecting comes? Because it's part of the false ego. Right. The false ego makes you think that you are better than the other person. So that's why Mahaprabhu always encourages to take the position of a very humble person, Trinadapi Sunichan. So he always encouraged us to think something lower than a blade of the grass. So we can chant the names of Krishna constantly. So even in his Sikshashtakam prayers, he says that, you know, one should give respect to every living entities, no matter where they are, even in the spiritual evolution. We talk about material evolution, but there is also spiritual evolution where someone is a... there are different states, right? We have Kanishtha Adhikari, we have Madhyama Adhikari, and we have Uttama Adhikari. There are different kinds of devotees. So some devotees are neophytes. They are innocent. So they don't know much about devotional service. So they come in touch with Krishna consciousness. So we should nurture them. And we should encourage them to practice Krishna consciousness. And then slowly, slowly they will evolve. Their soul mature. And then they go to the Madhyama Adhikari state, and finally they go to the Uttama Adhikari state. It's a gradual process. So in that sense, a person who may be in a Kanishtha Adhikari state, or who may be in a Madhyama Adhikari state, or he or she may be in a Uttama Adhikari state, but still the particular devotee knows his position, that he is Das Anudas, servant of the servant. So in that sense, what happens is he always respects other living entities and also respect fellow devotees. So that's Manada, respectful to other living entities. And the 25th quality which Krishna describes is Kalya. So the Acharyas translate this as one who is expert in reviving the Krishna consciousness in other people. So I always give the example of when people ask, like, who is a devotee? And then I always quote to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu says that one who chants the holy name of Krishna and one who makes other people to chant the holy name of Krishna, he is a Vaishnava. he is a devotee. So in that sense, a Vaishnava is a Kalya. So he's expert in reviving the hidden Krishna consciousness in everyone. So how does he do it? He actually does it through giving them knowledge. So knowledge is the quality of a Brahmana. But saying that, not everyone has to be a qualified Brahmana to preach, because Mahaprabhu said that, you know, anyone and everyone who is born in the land of Bharat Bhumi in India should go and preach the names of Krishna. So in that sense, we are not very qualified enough to go and preach the knowledge of Krishna. But at the same time, Mahaprabhu is asking us to do it. And also Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explains that, you know, one who actually spreads the message of this, you know, which is Bhagavad Gita, which explains to the Arjuna, to other people, they are very dear to me. So we are getting the green signal from Krishna and also from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go and preach the message of the Gita and the knowledge to other living entities. So whatever little we know about Krishna, we should try to give it to others. So this is like a spiritual bank account which never, you know, goes away. So like we have like $50, we give it to other person, it just goes away, or $100 goes away. But this is like spiritual bank account. So the more we give, the more happier we are. So because that's the nature of our soul as well. That's the nature of our Satchitananda, the nature of our soul as well. So in one sense, preachers are like eye openers. They go and open the eyes of other people who are in the darkness. That's what we say the prayer like, Om Ajnanati Mirandase Jnananjana Shalakaya. You know, I was born in the darkness of ignorance and my spiritual master opened my eyes. Right? So, we should be the eye-opener for other people. But at the same time, we should always take the position of a humble servant of Lord Chaitanya. So, we should always be what? Respectful. And we should always be without any false prestige that I am doing this. So that's Kalya. That's the 25th quality of the pure devotee. And 26th quality is Maitra. Maitra means kind friend. So what does a kind friend does? He actually helps other people. In English they have the little proverb which says like, a friend they need is the friend indeed. So the kind friend, what he does, he actually helps the other people. So how does the devotee does it? He may be doing the monetary help, or he may be giving them spiritual help. The best thing to do is to give people the spiritual help, because the monetary help may help them to certain extent to, you know, go through the material life. But spiritual help, especially in, you know, giving them Krishna consciousness, that actually goes eternally with that person, you know, he or she, or even for like other living entities, like, you know, animals and things like that. So always, you know, as a kind friend, we should always try to encourage and support other people for them to grow in Krishna consciousness. I was thinking about the example of, you know, they say in English that how you can actually take a horse to the pond where there is some water. You can actually take that, but you can't, you know, really make them or force the horse to drink it. It has to do it. So in that sense, all we can do is we can give Krishna consciousness to other people. But it's totally up to them or to Krishna to actually take it and practice it. So our job is to just give Krishna consciousness. So I mentioned about knowledge, but at the same time, we can also do it through other means. You know, for example, if a person is not very mature enough to take philosophical aspect of Krishna consciousness, you know, then what, or sometimes even the atheists for that matter, they are very inimical to devotees. They are like, oh, no. They like bluntly say like, no, I don't want to hear anything. So for them, we still need to be merciful. So what we can do is, we can give them prasadam. That's the best weapon we can actually use. And also, we can give books. As we commonly say, the books are like time bombs. You know, what do they call it in America? Torpedoes? So, we call it time bombs in India. So, they are... You never know when that will explode. I actually heard this story about how one devotee, someone donated a Bhagavad Gita to him. He actually got it. He was not repulsive. He just got the Bhagavad Gita. And he actually put it into his shelf, in his book room. And then he totally forgot about it. And then one day, everyone goes through life and things like that. And one day he opened his bookshelf. And he was curious. Oh, I think I got this book from somewhere. Let me go through this. And he started reading Bhagavad Gita. And then he became a devotee. So, you never know how the power of Krishna Shakti or the books and prasadam will revive the Krishna consciousness in the person. So, it's our duty as a good friend to give people Krishna consciousness. Not only to everyone, but also to our family members as well. Because the scripture says that the person's duty, especially a duty of a guru, it says that if you are not able to deliver your disciple, you should not take any disciples. They say that. So how do you do that? You actually give them Krishna consciousness. So once you give them Krishna consciousness, then you will be easily able to deliver the disciple. And the same goes with the husband, and the same goes with the father. So the best thing you can actually give to your dear ones as a Maitra, as a friend, and also, you know, a father or a husband or a guru, is to give them Krishna consciousness. And then their life will be perfect. So that's the 26th quality of the pure devotee. And then the next quality is Karunika. So Karunika, acharyas translate that as merciful. So what does it mean to be merciful? Merciful means to understand the fact that this material world is full of miseries by itself. So Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that this material world is Dukalayam Ashashvatam. Dukalayam means full of miseries, and then Ashashvatam means temporary, it's not permanent. So, like, we don't want any troubles, we don't want any miseries, but still all the different kinds of problems and miseries come to us. They explain, you know, Adhyatmika, Adhidevan, Adibhuta, you know, it actually comes through natural calamities, or it can come through fellow human beings or demigods, or through your own mind. So sufferings and miseries can come to us in different ways. So this can't be avoided because it's part of the deal which we have taken while we came here. So, the material world as itself is full of miseries. On top of it, our mind is not calm. Because the biggest problem with us is the mind. Because we falsely identify ourselves with the body, and the mind is always perturbed. Senses, uncontrolled senses. There are so much of sense objects around, and then like the senses get attracted to the sense object, and we want to enjoy, and we want to do this, and we want to do that. And they may not necessarily what we need, but they may be something which we want, and then we go for it, and then it brings distress. We want more, because the greed never ends. We want more. So, in that sense, a devotee is merciful, because he sees that how people in this world are suffering so much. So they may be like probably traveling in a BMW or a Rolls Royce, but you know, living in like a, you know, $50 million mansion, but still inside the mind they are miserable. You may think that, oh, these celebrities, you know they have so much and they are so famous, and they, you know, they must be like the extremely happy people in the world. But you know, one of the downside of being very famous is that you are constantly monitored. Right? The paparazzis are always behind you, and then, you know, people are just watching what you are doing and things like that. And most of the time your mind is like, oh, you know, you can't be yourself. So you're always worried about what, you know, other people are thinking about you, or whether other people are watching you, what you are doing and things like that. It's okay to be like that, to be conscious of what's happening around you. But if it goes to the extent of like you being miserable inside yourself, it's not worth it. Right. So, what it actually means by being merciful for a devotee? Again, being merciful means to give Krishna consciousness to other living entities. And then giving them the knowledge that this place is temporary, and we don't have much time left. You know, in the previous yugas, in the Satya Treta and Dwapara Yuga, they, you know, people were living for like, you know, hundreds and thousands of years. But here, maximum, you know, even in this advanced technology and medicine age, we can live only maximum up to what, 100 years? Maybe 125 years. Krishna lived for 125 years. That was in Dwapara Yuga. So we actually have only very short life. So we don't have too much time to waste. So we should make the best out of it. Prabhupada always says that, you know, this, you know, you should make the best out of the bad bargain. Right? So we are already here, which is a bad bargain, and we are wasting time here doing so many different things. And then we totally miss the point. We totally miss the goal that our job here is to revive our hidden Krishna consciousness, to go back home, back to Godhead. But still, we are not doing it. Why we are not doing it? Attachment. Attachment is our biggest problem. And also false ego. Again, same identification with the body. We have the knowledge. You know, we actually have the absolute knowledge. We as a Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we have, the Goswamis has given the topmost knowledge to all of us. So we are second to none. But we are not implementing it. We are wasting our time so much in so many different aspects of, you know, I want this, I want that. I want to achieve this, I want to, it's okay. But still, all these activities, if it is not helping you to progress in Krishna consciousness, it's just total waste of time. I want to have $1 million. Okay, yeah, you can have $1 million. But if it is not used in serving Krishna and the devotees, and just for yourself, and just to boost your greediness, then it's just total waste of time. What's the point? We may have zillions of desires, but the easiest way is to dotail all these desires to serve Krishna and his devotees.